弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我仍然跟今天的孩子们有一个挑战，因为今天的信息太重要了。
I still like to challenge the children here because this message is very important.
请你们回家考你们爸爸妈妈，也让你们爸爸妈妈考考你们。
Would you please go home and check with your parents and each other?
不是因为我讲的好，是因为这一段的圣经对一个基督徒想过得胜的生活。是非常关键的一章圣经。
It's not because I can preach well, but this message is so crucial to our Christian life.
你们可以将来一辈子忘掉我，但是主的话千万不能忘掉。
You can forever forget about me, but do not forget about God's word.
这段圣经太重要了。
Because this message is so important.
开始的时候讲一个小小的故事。
I would like to start with a story.
有一天有一个毒蝎子啊，那个 scorpion。
One day there was a scorpion.
他要出去办事，要过一条河。
And then he had to go across a river to do something.
那你知道他不会游泳，所以但是他又需要到河的对岸去办事。
It cannot swim, but yet it has to cross the river.
就是看到一只青蛙，他就过来拜托那个青蛙。
So he saw a frog, so he came to beg the frog.
他说：“能不能求你把我带过河去
？”Please help me to cross the river.
青蛙说：“你开什么玩笑？我怎么敢带你？”
Frog says, "Are you kidding me? No way."
你这个人最喜欢这个叫什么责人啊？我如果在河中你把我一折，我不就完蛋了
？If you stand in the middle of the river, I'll be dead.
那个毒蝎子跟他说：“你怎么这么笨呢？我如果折你的话，我们两个都淹死了，我怎么会折你呢
？”Scorpion says, "How do you think I can be so stupid? If I sting you, then both of us will die."
青蛙想想也有道理，好吧，上来吧。
So the frog says, "That makes sense. Okay, get on."
青蛙游啊游到一半的时候，那个毒蝎子在背后狠狠咬了他一口。
But then in the middle of the river, the scorpion really stung him.
那个青蛙就很痛苦的，他知道他要死了。他说：“你为什么要咬我
？”So the frog was so perplexed. He said, "Why did you do that?"
你咬了我，你不是一样要淹死吗
？If you kill me, you will die too.
他说：“我知道，但是我的本性就是爱咬人。”
I know that, but it's out of my nature. I cannot.
我没有办法抗拒，我不咬你。
I just cannot help it. I had to sting you.
弟兄姊妹，类似的经历在我们生活里面有没有
？Do we have a similar experiences in our life?
我们立了多少志向，说我再也不要发脾气了
？We have so many desires and wills that we will never throw a temper tantrum again.
但是那个脾气好像你踩到地雷一样，它嘣一下就炸起来。
But then our temper is just like a mine; it will just explode in due time.
我们立过多少的志向，不要再说消极论断人的话。
We will so many times never to judge again.
我们一次两次偶尔得胜。
And once or twice we might have occasion.
有一天好像突然那个觉得急的河一样，那个水流了比从前还厉害。
But one day it will just outburst and it will be more serious than ever before.
很多时候我们觉得我们的心情希望能它能够积极起来，不要那么死沉。
Sometimes we wish we could be more positive instead of passive.
但是我们就是快乐不起来。
But we cannot just cheer ourselves up.
跟燕慈刚才讲的一样，有的时候我们知道不应该骄傲，不应该自我欣赏了。
Just like our sister Nancy shared, sometimes we know that it's not good for us to love ourselves so much.
开车还忍不住看自己的成绩单。
But then she just couldn't help but take.Looking at her paper, even while she was driving.
她都没跟我讲，所以回家要加法处理。
She didn't tell me before, but I have to deal with her.
她刚才讲的时候，我就想起来，我从前跟你们讲过的，有一只跳蚤跟一只大象过一个独木桥，过一条木桥。
So I remember the story. One time, an elephant and a flea, they both would have to cross a.
他们走那个桥的时候，大象很重，走得震天假响的。
And then when they crossed the bridge, the elephant was making a big sound.
一过了桥以后，那个跳蚤摸摸上，他说：“哎呦，我们两个真是不得了！你看，我们过个桥，把桥搞成这个样子。”
And then after they crossed the bridge, then the flea says, "Look at us! We made such a big scene while we crossed the bridge."
你们都知道这个骄傲何等的好笑哈。
So we all know how ridiculous is our pride.
那我们的肉体就是喜欢骄傲。
But then our flesh just like to take pride.
我们就是喜欢发脾气。
And we just like to throw temper.
有一些东西我们好像不能不看。
And we cannot help but looking at something.
有一些种话我们好像不能不说。
And some words we just cannot help but saying.
有一些思想好像我们不能不去想它。
And then some thoughts we just cannot stop.
有一些事情我们不能不去做它。
Or some things we just have to do it.
圣经上讲到那个少年人被淫妇诱惑的时候。
the Bible describes when a young man is seduced by a prostitute.
好像牲畜走向宰杀之场，但是他没有办法抗拒，他就是去了。
It's just an animal going to the slaughter's house, but then they just cannot help it.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是我们里面的情形。
And that's often our situation within.
圣经上所有神儿女们最熟的一节圣经是约翰福音三章十六节。
The verse that we are most familiar is John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至对不对？
God loves the world and so and so.
但是我觉得另外一节大概排行榜第二名的。
But then I would say the second most popular verse.
就是这个罗马书第七章十八节，内自行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18. It is I can will to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是神儿女们一个无奈的叹息。
A lot of times it's just our sigh. We have to sigh.
保罗说，我真是苦啊，谁能够救我脱离呢？
And then Paul claims that, what a wretched man I am, who can deliver me from this body of sin?
这一个叹息和这一个呼喊，我相信是每一个认真想走主道路的人都一定会有的。
I'm sure this is also the cry for all who are seriously walking on this way.
如果在我们里面从来没有这样子的叹息，从来没有这样子痛苦的呼喊，弟兄姊妹，我们是在一个危机的里面。
If we never experienced this cry, we never felt it, we are probably in a crisis.
连保罗这么得胜的基督徒，他都说我真是苦啊，谁可以救我？
Even a victor like Paul, he would still say, what a wretched man I am, who can save me?
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的是需要主在我们的身上给我们一个大的释放和拯救。
So we really need this great freedom and salvation for us.
我们不希望常常看见自己都是一直重蹈覆辙的失败软弱。
We do not want to see ourselves keep repeating the same failures and weaknesses.
主既然应许我们，我们自由了，我们就应该真自由。
If the Lord promised that we are free, we shall be free indeed.
主既然告诉我们凡从神生的就不犯罪，那为什么我们还常常活在罪恶的辖制里呢？
If the Lord promised that anyone who is born of God will not sin, how come we're still bound in sin?
主既然应许我们，他要给我们生命，叫我们得到更丰盛的生命，为什么我这么软弱呢？
If the Lord promised that He will give us abundant life, how come I'm still so weak?
所以我说今天早上的这篇信息非常的重要，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I say this message this morning is so important.
我上次说三堂要连着听啊，我万一今天讲不完，过三个礼拜还要再讲。
If I cannot finish this week, then after 3 weeks we shall continue.
大家记不记得我上一次带了 两瓶水给大家看
Do you remember the two、
你不用拿
The two bottles I brought you
本来它是一个非常清澈透明的一瓶水、
It was a bottle of clear water
预表亚当受造的时候神给了他一个没有罪的生命
It represents the sinless life that God created when
但是没有罪的生命跟圣洁荣耀的生命是不同的
But a sinless life is still different from a holy life
因为圣洁和荣耀是神的性情假装这瓶橘子汁预表神
Because honor and godliness is the nature of God
所以我们原来的器皿是一个干净无罪的器皿。
So originally we inherited this clean and sinless vessel.
神的旨意是叫我们吃生命树的果子，接受他的生命做生命，让他的荣耀、圣洁、性情成为我们的性情。
And God's will for us was that we will take, we'll eat the fruit of the tree of life, so that we will have this life from God.
但是在那件事情发生之前，撒旦就进来诱惑的人。
But before that happened.Satan came to tempt man.
所以罪从一个人就进了这个世界。
So sin entered into this world through one man.
也因着一个人的悖逆，罗马书第五章告诉我们的，我们就都被组织成为罪人 ，constitute 成为一个 sinner。
Romans chapter 5 tells us because of one person's disobedience, we all have been constituted a sinner.
所以罪的生命在我们的里面现在。
So now this sinful life is in us.
它不再是一个干净的了。
It is no longer clean.
而且我们越跟这个罪性调和的时候，我们这个人就越不干净。
The more we mingle with this sinful life, the more unclean we become.
不要说我们没有办法跟神的荣耀性情有份。
Let alone we partake the holy life of God.
连我们想成为一个无罪的生命过无罪的生活都不可能。
It's impossible and hopeless for us to live a sinless life.
啊，不仅仅讲到人类的本质已经被改变了。
Not only that, our nature has been changed.
弟兄姊妹，从这个 犯罪旧造的生命里面所有出来的生活表现言行啊，都带着罪的本质。
Anything out of this old self has the nature of sin in it.
所以它容易伤到别人。
So it's easily to hurt.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今天在这个地上生活最苦的都还不是物质方面？
Therefore, the most pain that we suffer is not of material lacking.
我们受苦最深的，差不多都是跟人之间的关系。
The things that hurt us the most are related to people.
因为人堕落了。
Because man has fallen.
就连相爱的夫妻彼此相处的时候。
Even couples that love each other.
什么时候我们旧造生命出来的时候？
Whenever our self comes out,
我们常常造成对方的伤害。
We often hurt each other.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天要讲的。
And this is something we talk about today.
神叫我们得胜。
God wants us to be victorious.
不是光解决我们这个生命所犯的罪行而已。
It's not only to undo the sin acts that we have done.
从我们里面洒出来的水带着腐蚀性，会伤到人，会伤到自己。
It is true that water spilled out of the bottle can be hurtful.
也会伤到神。
And then it will hurt ourselves, hurt people, and hurt God.
而这一切罪的行为，借着基督的宝血，我们得到赦免。
And all these behaviors of sin has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
但今天的关键是在于我们的生命没有真实的改变。
But then the root cause is that our life, the nature has not been changed.
不管你怎样立志行善。
So it doesn't matter how much you will.
就刚跟刚刚开始讲的那只毒蝎子一样。
Just like that scorpion.
他不仅仅立志说我决定不咬你。
Not only that he will, he promised that he will not sting.
他甚至知道我咬了他，我就跟他一同灭亡。
He even knows that if I sting him, then I will die with him too.
这就跟我们一样，很多时候我们不是不知道那是一个罪，我们不该做。
Just like us, a lot of times we know that it is sin and that we should not do it.
而且很多时候我们知道我们做了，我们会带下来一个严重的结果，可能审判跟管教要临到我们。
And we also know that there's consequence and judgment associated with the sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们仍然做了。
But yet we still go ahead.
立志为善，由得我。
Because I can will to do good.
只是行出来由不得我。
But I cannot carry the law.
这是我们今天早上要来讲的，怎么样子能够 overcome 这个最大的问题。
Therefore, we want to see how we can overcome this greatest problem.
我们请读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章，我们先看十二节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 12。
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。十四节。
Verse 14。
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。十六节。
Verse 16。
若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承认律法是善的。好，我们读十八节
，18，
一直到二十五节
，through 25，
我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做。我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得自己中另有个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律。我想从二十一节一直到二十五节，弟兄姊妹可能读的会有点迷迷糊糊的，好多律。
I thought you might be confused while reading from verse 21 to 25.
等一下我会稍微解释归纳一下，罗马书七章一共讲到的四个律。
I will summarize with you. There are four spiritual laws mentioned in Romans chapter 7.
等我讲完以后，我们就一起来背它。现在先不用背，我们来看第五个律，罗马书第八章。
Let's look at the fifth spiritual law, Romans 8.
我想我们从第一节读到第九节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 9.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的。好，我们最后再读十二节跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13。
弟兄们，这样看来我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。十三、十四节是我们今天要背的啊，所以我们好不好再读一次啊？弟兄们，这样看来啊，十二、十三节，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。好，那刚才我们讲过了，那一个无奈的叹息和那个痛苦的呼喊是我们每一个人都有的。
We just mentioned that we all have that hopeless and helpless cry and sighing.
那一个叹息就是立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And that sigh is that I can will to do good but I cannot carry it out.
而那一个痛苦的呼喊就是我真是苦啊，谁可以救我呢？
And that painful cry is, what a wretched man I am, who can save me?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上神的救恩何等的全备。
But yet, God's salvation is so complete.
他决定能够救我们。
Absolutely, it can help us.
这样的叹息和这样的呼喊，我知道很多基督徒终其一生都在这里呼喊和叹息。
I know that many Christians, they have the sighing and crying all their life.
但是我们求神，我实在求弟兄姊妹们，我们讲的听的都在主面前有一个谦卑的心。
But I pray that we all have a humble heart before God when we listen.
让我们不仅仅听懂搞懂这些真理，
Not only that we will understand,
而让圣灵真把我们带到他的真理里面去。
But may the Holy Spirit lead us into this truth.
约翰福音告诉我们说，真理的圣灵来，他要把我们带进一切的真实。
The gospel according to John tells us that the spirit of truth shall lead us into all truth.
只有我们真进到了这个罗马书这七章八章里面的得胜的秘诀，
unless,
我们才可能过得胜的生活。
Unless we really enter into this secret of victory, we will not be able to live a victorious life.
上次我们讲六章的时候特别讲到六章重在我们客观的地位跟同时的事实。
We mentioned that Romans chapter 6 talks about our objective position and the fact of being crucified with Christ.
而我们刚才读的第八章呢，告诉我们主观的经历和我们在圣灵里面那个得胜的情形。
And Romans chapter 8 tells us this subjective experience and this condition of being victorious.
而这中间插进了罗马书第七章。
And then in between them there's Romans 7.
因为它是太重要的一章。
It's such an important chapter.
就跟你从一楼要到三楼去，你必须经过二楼一样。
Just like you have to pass through second floor when you want to go from first to third.
所以当我们要从基督所完成在十字架上所完成的那个伟大的客观的救恩里面，要进到主观的享受和得胜的时候，
Just like if we want to enter from the objective truth of God's salvation into the subjective experience.
那有一个台阶我们要经过，就是罗马书七章的启示和认识。
There's this middle step that we have to go through, and that is the revelation of chapter 7.
我没有时间罗马书七章全读，但是我在这里把第七章讲的这四个律简单的把它讲出来。
We have no time to read it, but I will briefly summarize the four spiritual laws mentioned in this chapter.
那我们首先先定义一下什么叫做律。
First, let's define what is a law.
律就是你当你符合它发生的条件的时候，它就一定发生那个现象，它一成不变。
The law means that if you meet the condition, the result will come, and that it never changes.
啊，最简单的律是什么？
What's the easiest law?
啊，地心吸力，对不对？
That's the law of gravity.
啊，你只要脚离开了一个踏的地方的话，你就一定往下掉。
So if you leave your support, then you will fall.
你如果从旧金山的十层楼走出去，你一定掉到地上去。
If you walk out of the 10th floor, then you will fall.
我们跑到台北或北京去走出去，你一样掉下去的。
And the same thing will happen in Taipei or in Beijing.
你早晨走会掉，晚上走一样掉。
And it will happen whether it's in the morning or at night.
你心情好的时候走会掉，心情不好也掉。
And it happens regardless of your mood.
啊，你男人走会掉，女人走也会掉。
Or your sex.
弟兄姊妹，一成不变。
It never changes.
它一定发生。
It will happen.
那虽然有的时候，我们如果抗拒这个律，或是我们会好像会暂时得胜一下。
Sometimes if we resist this law, we might experience temporary victory.
但是非常的勉强，而且不能持久。
But it will not last.
举一个很简单的例子。
For example,
你可以把一个不要讲50磅好了，20磅的米举起来。
You can lift up a bag of 20 pounds rice.
当你举着它的时候，它好像没有往下掉。
When you lift it up, it doesn't fall, right?
来，弟兄姊妹，你要用你天然的力量。肉体的力量去抗拒那个律的时候，你不能持久的。
But then you're resisting this gravity with your natural strength, and you will not last.
也许我十分钟就受不了了。
Maybe it will only last me 10 minutes.
我们威廉弟兄是参加奥运的，算他一个钟头好了。
So maybe a brother William will last an hour.
他摇头不止，他算三个钟头好了。
And then he shakes hands. Okay, 3 hours.
他还是会酸的。
But still, he would be tired.
那个得胜是暂时而且是勉强的。
Because that victory is very temporary.
就跟一个弟兄从前坐三轮车到教会去的时候。
Just like a brother used to ride on the carriage.
那个三轮车车夫为了车钱跟他在那边搞不愉快，路上在吵。
And the driver will argue during the negotiation of the price.
那个弟兄后来跟别人讲，他说如果我不是来教会，我是回家的路上的话，我就跟他一定大吵一顿。
And then the brother says, if I were on the way home instead of coming to church, I would have a big fight with him.
因为到教会不好意思大吵，人家一看，哎呦，你是基督徒，还跟我那样吵架。
Because I was embarrassed to argue with him, and then he found out my destination is church.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个得胜是勉强的。
But then that victory is so unnatural.
那有的人他说你弟兄啊，你在爱里面说诚实话，你跟我讲任何话，我都接受你的教证。
Some people might say, brother, tell me the truth, and I will receive anything you say in love.
你终于鼓足勇气告诉了他一两点，还不敢讲太多。
So finally, you have the courage and you say just one or two things instead of everything.
他好像也很谦卑接受了。
It seems that he accepted it humbly.
可能回家一路上都在不高兴。
But then he probably held grudges all the way back home.
你凭什么这样说我？
Why do you say that?
我越讲越不甘心啊！你这样误会了我嘛
？You totally misunderstand me.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们的这个外面的得胜，表面的得胜，常常都是人工出来的。
So our victory a lot of times are very artificial.
它不能持久的。
It will not last.
就像我说的，你不发脾气，你不能持久的。
Just like you might hold your temper, but you will not last.
我们不骄傲，我们不能持久的。
We might keep a humble face, but it will not last.
就像你醒着的时候不骄傲，你做梦都会梦到骄傲的。
Even if you are humble when you are awake, you might be prideful when you are sleeping.
那很多的时候，我们在那里顺从肉体的律的时候，那个管教跟拦束没有发生，并不代表你现在是在得胜的情形。
A lot of times we follow the law of our flesh, and then we don't see any punishment. But that doesn't mean that you're victorious.
有一个人有一天他想自杀，试试看自杀，他从十楼跳出去。
One day, someone wanted to try to commit suicide, so he jumped off the 10th floor.
啊，这是笑话了，你不要紧
张。This is a joke.
当他掉到穿过二楼的时候，他的同事问他说 ，How did you feel? 你感觉怎么样
？So when he passed through the second floor, and then his friend asked him, How do you feel now?
他说我到目前为止都感觉很好 ，So far so good.
And then he said, So far so good.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里顺从肉体的律。在他的掌握底下，虽然也许你没有马上受到很严重的伤害。
So when we follow the law of the flesh, we might not have the harm immediately.
他的结局是可见的。
But then the result can be expected.
圣经上告诉我们，随从肉体而行，顺着肉体而行，他的结局就一定是死。
Because the Bible tells us anyone who follows the law of the flesh will die.
早晚我们要经历到失败和死亡的笼罩。
Sooner or later, we will experience failure and death.
好，所以我们现在要来讲哈，我们需要认识这几个律。
So we need to know these laws.
免得我们重复失败。
So that we do not repeat our failures.
免得，尤其当我讲完的时候，你们一定会晓得说，哎呀，原来我那样子也是我失败的原因。
Hopefully, after we talk about it, we can see our reasons of failure.
我原来以为只有我。不顺服神放纵肉体的时候是我失败的原因
Before we might think only when we let go of our flesh then we will fall
圣经上已经告诉我们连我们想要做好都是我们失败的原因了
But then the Bible tells us even when we try to do good that can still cause us to fail
这就是为什么我们说我们所传的福音 跟其他宗教最大的不同
And that is the greatest difference between our gospel and other religions
其他宗教都在劝人为善。
Other religions all try to make people to do good.
但是圣经这么清楚地告诉我们，我们可以立志行善，但是做出来由不得我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly that we can will to do good, but we cannot carry it out.
所以我们需要的不是教主，我们需要的是一个救主。
So we do not need a founder of a religion, but we need a savior.
我花几分钟把这个四律简单解释一下。
I want to explain to you this four spiritual laws.
那在这里呢先讲罗马书七章的四个律我们再讲第八章第五个律
We will first go through the four spiritual laws in chapter 7 of Romans
我在这边中间画了一条紫色的线啊，这是一个分别界线
So that is the dividing line, the purple line
下面表示我们是属肉体啊，属乎肉体圣经上的用圣经的话属乎肉体的局面
Anything under the purple line is of the flesh
那在这条线以上的呢是讲到我们随从圣灵换句话说我们是属乎灵的情形
And anything above the line is of the spirit
这个分别界线就是十字架分别的界线
And that dividing line is the cross
所以我们今天要想办法的就是我们怎么样子能够活在圣灵中我们才可能得胜
So our way today is how we live in the spirit so we can be victorious
好我们现在就来看圣经上所讲的这几个律我们看第一个律
Let's look at the first law.
刚才罗马书第七章告诉我们说律法和诫命是圣洁、公义和良善的。
Romans chapter 7 tells us that God's law is holy, righteous, and good.
而到了十六节呢他又说律法是属乎灵的。
And then also the law is spiritual.
所以律法的真正的意义它其实是属乎灵的它不是字句不是死的。
So law is not of the written code, it's not dead, but it's of the spirit.
那么到了十六节以后呢他就说我应该承认律法是善。
And then so verse 16 says, we have to admit that the law is good.
那这个律呢有一个特点呢就是主耶稣在马太福音在马太福音第五章十八节主说我实实在在地告诉你们天地都可以废去我的话一点一滴都不能废去
That's why in Matthew chapter 5 Jesus says The heaven and earth will go away But not my words
弟兄姊妹天地都可以过去的
Heaven and earth can pass away
不管那是几亿年几百万年
whether,
它都会过去
Whether it's of millions of years It will pass away
但是主说我的律法一点一滴不可以废掉
But then Jesus says My laws and my words will not be passed away
这是一个永远不更改的
And it will never change.
神的要求
That is God's requirement.
神对人的期望
And God's expectation to man.
是圣洁、公义、良善
It's to holy, righteous, and good.
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章四十八节告诉人家说：“你们如果弃绝我，我不审判你们。”
John chapter 12 tells us, Jesus says, "I will not judge you, even if you forsake me."
但是将来有审判你的。 就是我的话在末日要来审判你。
But on that day, the words I have spoken will judge you.
所以不仅仅主的这个律法一点一滴都不会改变。
Not only that, the law will never change.
而且我们将来我们每一个人都要去见神。
But on that day when we all go to see God,
神那一天是要用他的律法来衡量我们。
That day we will all be measured by His law.
而律法的整个的总结就在基督的身上，他用他儿子来衡量我们。
And yet all the Jesus summarized God's law, so He will measure us with Jesus.
所以第一个律是永远不改变的。
So this is the first law that never changed.
我们可以妥协，神不妥协。
We can compromise, but God never.
你可以说谁不犯那个罪啊？现在谁不从公司拿点东西啊？你可以去讲，但是神的法则永远不改变。
You can give all sorts of reasons to judge.To justify your behavior, but God's law never changes. Because on that day, it's God's words that will judge us.
我们现在来看第二个律。
Now let's look at the second law.
那弟兄姊妹回家的时候，请你们把第七章这几节圣经好好读，好，你慢慢去找出它来。
I hope that you will go home and read chapter 7 carefully and find these laws.
啊，在二十一节他说。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
Verse 21 and 22 says, I find this at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
换一句话说，圣经上在这里告诉我们，在我的里面有一个想要为善的律。
In another words, the Bible is telling us in ourselves there's this law that we want to do good.
这个律我们把它叫第二个律。
So we call this the second law.
所以在二十三节他说，我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律。这个心中的律就是我们现在所说的第二个。
And this is the law that mentioned in verse 23, the law of the mind.
就是心中想要为善的律。
The law of the mind that wants to do good.
就是我们里面想要做好。
We want to do good.
有没有人从来没有立过志的？
Anyone who never take a vow or will?
一定有，对不对？
Of course, we all have.
特别12月31号。
Especially December, on December 31st.
特别做了什么对不起太太的事被抓到了。
Especially when we are guilty of something.
特别考试拿了三个 C, 四个 F 回家的时候。
Or especially when we failed our test.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会立志。
And then we will.
那么我们最常立的是什么志呢？
What's the will that we often make?
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
不要再发脾气。
That we'll never do something again.
那可能脾气就真的就是我们肉体中最突出的点。
That if our temper is something that bothers us the most, then that would be the one.
我们如果立志要把房间收干净，表示房间乱七八糟是常常你的毛病。
If we make the will that will clean up that room, then maybe our room, the messiness in our room is the most problem.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们最常立的是什么？
So what is the will that we often make?
那第三个问题。
And the third question is,
到底你的立志，你的心愿，平常平均寿命多长？
What's the average of your resolution?
一个礼拜。
One week.
五天。
Five days.
两个月。
Two months.
三年。
Three years.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己有自己的答案吧。
We all have our own answers.
我们里面都想做好。
We all want to do good.
当我们看了一本书，书上有很好的 idea, 我们就想去做。
When we read a good book, we want to follow the good idea.
当我们听了一篇很好的信息，我们回家就想来顺服主。来过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
When we heard a good sermon, and we want to resolve to follow the sermon and to do good.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们里面想要去做好。
And it's all because we delight in God's law.
这是圣经里面讲到的第二个律。
And that is the second law.
那这个律呢，是对神还有生命还有感觉的人才有的。
And it's only for those who still have feeling toward God.
啊，那些已经死在罪恶过犯中的。他不见得有这个东西。
For those who are dead in their transgressions, they might not have this will.
所以有一次有一个牧师在劝一个年轻人啊，这个年轻人玩世不恭。
So one time a pastor was talking to this young man.
劝他从罪中悔改。
And he exhorts him to abandon sin.
那免得他被罪担压伤了。
So that he will not be hurt anymore by his load of sin.
这个年轻人就笑这个牧师。什么罪担？ 罪担多重啊，五十磅、一百磅、两百磅。
So and but he made fun of what the pastor says. He says, how heavy is this load of sin? 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds.
为什么我从来都不觉得有什么罪担的问题
？How come I never felt this load of sin?
牧师说，你把五百磅放在一个死人的身上，他绝不觉得是重担。
So the pastor says, if you put 500 pound load on the dead person, would the dead person feel anything?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面对神的要求已经死掉的话
，But if we're dead to the requirement of God,
我们对那些好的、美善的事情，我们已经失去了追求的心的话
，If we lost the desire to pursue good,
两种情形
，The two conditions,
一个是消极的死，已经死在罪恶过犯中，很危险的事情。
One thing is that we are dead in our transgressions already; it's very dangerous.
另外一个呢
On the other hand,
你是像保罗这么老练
Then you could be as spiritual as Paul
已经知道怎么样 properly 适当的去处理你里面想要做好的这个心愿
You already know how to properly manage the will to do good
啊，弟兄姊妹我也承认我常常是犯第一个
I have to admit that I'm often in this first category
啊，有的时候自己做错事了都不知道，有时候。
A lot of times, I'm not even aware of the mistakes I make.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到第二个心中为善的律。
So the second law is the law of mind.
啊，听到祷告，听到读经很重要，我们就立下了读经的心愿。
We heard that it's very important to read the Bible, so we resolve to read the Bible.
听到别人跟我们做见证，早上晨更好舒服，我们就想早起。
We heard of morning devotion testimonies, so we resolve to rise early.
那我们就是常常有这些反应。
So we often have this reaction.
我们现在来看第三个律。
Now let's look at the third law.
第三个律叫做肢体中犯罪的律。
The third law is the law of sin as our, in the members of our body.
这也是罗马书在第八章所说的那个这个罪的律。
And that is the law of sin.
第八章第一节他说脱离罪和死的律这边是讲到罪的律
So that's mentioned in Romans chapter
那这个律也是在罗马书第七章告诉我们的二十三节我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律就是我第二个律交战
That's in 7:23 verse 23 chapter 7
所以我们每一次想要做好的时候你就发现有一个恶跟我们同在就是肢体中有一个犯罪的律它也起来了
So anytime we want to do good we find that the evil is right there with me because there's another law of sin in our member of body
那这个肢体中想犯罪的律
This law of sin in the members of our body
只要我们活在旧造里面它就一定非常非常的 active 非常的活动
As long as we live in this old creation old self it will be very active
那我想我们大部分人都是专家也都有经验啊，我想我也不用多说
Most of us are very experienced so we do not have to mention
more 我们骄傲的念头我们嫉妒的念头我们伤害人反正各式各样的事情
All kinds of thoughts thoughts of jealousy thoughts of beinghurting people and stuff like that.
因为这是旧造生命的本质。
Because that's the nature of our old self.
不需要 surprise.
We don't have to be surprised.
不需要说哎呀我怎么这么坏。
We don't have to be surprised at how bad I am.
哎呀那个人怎么这么坏。
Or be surprised at how bad other people are.
一点不要惊讶。
Do not be surprised.
旧造生命的本质就是这样。
That is the nature of our old self.
所以有一次有一个白人他竞选这个参议员到一个黑人区去发表演说。
One time a white person was running for the candidacy in Congress. So he went to a black neighborhood.
那他为了讨好他们跟他们认同。
Because he wants to please these black men to be identified with him.
他说我这个人我虽然皮肤是白的可是我的心跟你们一样都是黑的。
He says, even though my skin is white, but my heart is just as like you, as black as yours.
讲完才发现讲错了。
And then he found out he said the wrong thing.
但是这是真的。
But that is true statement.
不管我们外面什么颜色。
Doesn't matter our skin color.
不管你头发多跟少。
Regardless how much hair you have.
我们的心在神的眼中，耶利米告诉我们，人心比万物都诡诈。坏到极处谁能识透呢
Jeremiah says our hearts are so bad and then beyond discernment
你看这个坏还是从小就有的
And then the the evil is with us even since our childhood.
我想在座当爸爸妈妈的都知道，那个小家伙这么小，没教他做坏，他就会做坏。
I'm sure all our parents will know that we never teach our kids to do bad things, but then they just know by themselves.
以前有一个小家伙在家里面，他就一直吵着要拿那个厨子上的花瓶下来玩。
One time, this little kid, he just wants to play with a vase.
那个是他爸爸的宝贝，偏向不准他动的。
And then that's his father's treasure, and then it's locked in the closet.
所以家里面的那个保姆说不可以。
So the babysitter says no.
啊，那小孩发脾气，叫啊叫啊喊啊。
So the kid was very angry and threw a temper tantrum.
吵得不得了，就是把他妈妈从房间里面吵出来。
So finally, the mother came out of the room.
后来斗不过他，只好上去把那个花瓶拿给他。
So the mother had to give him the vase.
那个孩子抱着花瓶以后，哎呦，哭起来了。
And then the kid was playing with the vase, and then he cried again.
他妈妈就问他说：“你为什么哭啊？我已经把花瓶给你了。”
So the mother says, "How come you're still crying? I already gave you the vase."
他说：“我不要这个。”
He said, "I don't want this one."
他说：“我想要一些我不能有的东西。”
I want something that I cannot own.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到人的本性。
And that is our human nature.
我可以要的我不满足。
We're not satisfied with the ones that we can have.
我只是想要一些别人不准，不管是爸爸妈妈或是地上不准我要的东西。
I just want to own something that I cannot own.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是肢体中犯罪的律。
And that is the law of sin in our body.
一直都在我们里面。
It's always there.
生下来就在。
Ever since our birth.
生下来我们就是这个样子。
Ever since our birth, we're like that.
肢体中犯罪的律。
And that is the law of sin in our body.
那我们来看第四个律。
And then the fourth spiritual law.
第四个律叫做失败被掳的律。
And that is the law that we will fail and we will be captive.
那在罗马书八章二节就叫做死的律。
And that is the law of death.
那这个律是什么呢？
What is that law?
这是在二十一节，罗马书七章二十一节讲的。
That's in Romans 7:21.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
但我肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 23.I see another law in the members of my body, raging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
所以二十一节这里所说的就是我们要讲的第四个律。
So verse 21 is our fourth law.
那第四个律呢是什么呢？
What is the fourth law?
就是每一次当我心中想要做好，我第二个律在这里发动的时候。
That every time I want to do good, and that is.When the second law does at work.
就是圣经上说当我想要为善的时候便有恶与我同在的这个律。
So whenever I want to good, I find evil right there with me.
所以你什么时候想要做好，什么时候肢体中犯罪的律就发动。
So whenever we want to do good, and that's the time that the law of sin will start working.
它不仅仅马上发动。
Not only that it works right away.
而且它一定胜过。肢体中不是心中想要做好的这个律。
And for sure it will win over.
所以结果就是失败。
So the result will be failure.
结果就是我们被掳了。
So that we become prisoners.
所以第四个律呢，你也可以把它讲成每战必败的律。
So you can also call the fourth law as the law of always being defeated.
所以第四个律有两个特点，我再重复一遍。
So there are two characters for this fourth law.
就是你第二个如果不动的话。
So if you do not trigger the second law,
那他平常还不太管你呢。
And then the third law would probably just leave you alone.
当你第二个律一动，就像圣经上说的，当你心中想要为善的时候，发现恶就跟你同在了。
But if you activate the second law, that is when you want to resolve to do good, and then the war starts.
第四个律的第一个特点。
So that's the first character of the fourth law.
那第二个特点呢？
The second character of the fourth law.
当他们征战之后呢，一定是肢体中犯罪的律得胜。
After the law, then it's always that the law of sin would win.
好，那为了大家能够复习一下，稍微有点复杂，但是很简单。我们把二十一节到二十三节再读一遍。
So let's review by reading verses 21 to 23.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在， 因为按我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。所以底下24节就接着我们所说的那个痛苦的呼喊，我真是苦啊。
Therefore, verse 24 follows a cry, "What a wretched man I am!"
弟兄姊妹，我真的不知道大家有没有稍微比较明白一点。
I don't know if this is a little bit more clear.
所以罗马书七章把这四个律很清楚的摆在这里。
So Romans chapter 7 tells us clearly these four spiritual laws.
第一个叫做神的律，是圣洁、公义、良善的律法。
So first is God's law, which is holy, righteous, and good.
从来不妥协。
It never compromises.
第二个是我们心中想要做好、愿意为善的律。
Second is the law of our mind, which wants to do good.
当我们听见的那个律法的时候，我们里面就想发动，想要做好。
Whenever we hear about God's law, we respond by our resolution to do good.
但是呢，在我们肉体里面却藏着一个第三个，叫做肢体中犯罪的律。
But then in our members of our body, there's another law hidden. That's the law of sin.
而有一个不可分的关系，强烈到一个地步，它形成了一个律，叫做失败被掳的律。
Because the second and the third laws are so tightly coupled, they form another law. That's the law of always being defeated.
就是我一想要做好的时候
，That's whenever we want to do good，
他就来掳掠我。
And then it comes to capture us，
叫我去服从肢体犯罪的律。
So that we will obey the law of sin。
啊，弟兄姊妹，我以前曾经提过啊，在91年这个波斯湾战争的时候
，I mentioned to you before during the Gulf War in 1991。
那美军曾经用了一种很好的一个武器，叫做 Pathfinder。
And then American military used a very good weapon called Pathfinder.
哎呀，是我们固定用车子后面就叫 Pathfinder 啊。
That's also the car brother Sandy drives.
那它这个东西有一个特点
，And then it has a character.
就是伊拉克的炮不管从哪里打出来
，Doesn't matter where the missiles of Iraq come from.
只要伊拉克一发炮出来
，As long as they send out the missiles，
这个 Pathfinder 马上就可以 locate 它，这个找到它的位置。
The Pathfinder will immediately locate the missile.
然后同样用电脑就送出一个飞弹过去，就把它的那个炮台给打掉。
Immediately they will eject and destroy the control.
所以呢，你伊拉克不发炮还好。
So it's probably better for Iraq not to fire any missile.
什么时候一发出炮来
？Whenever a missile is fired,
Pathfinder 马上找到你。
And Pathfinder will find you.
然后马上送炸弹过来。
And will send another missile.
然后就把你给摧毁掉。
And destroy the controller.
真像我们这里讲的二三四。
It's just like the law, the third, second, third, and fourth law.
你还没有在那里立志说我不可以发脾气。
Before you resolve and will.
你还不会发现到说在你里面你这么难胜过你的脾气。
Then you will not find how difficult it is to overcome your sin.
你里面没有立志在这里说我决定不要看那本黄色杂志。
If you never resolve not to look at porno anymore.
你还不会发现说原来肉体就借着诸般的情欲在你里面发动起来。
Then you will not find this law of sin working in our body.
你越压制自己你发现它越活。
The more you suppress it, the more they become active.
你越想去压它，它就越在你里面出来。
Whenever you want to suppress it, it will spring up.
从前讲到在乡村里面有一个老先生教那些村民怎么样子去冶金啊，就是把那个金子做出来。
There was this old man in the village trying to teach the young people how to refine the gold.
他怎么样把沙倒进去，怎么样子烧了火，然后到最后呢？倒的时候就倒出纯金来。
How they burn the sand of gold and then finally they will gain the gold.
但是别人做不出来。
But then other people just couldn't do it.
就问他为什么。
So they asked him why.
然后这只是一个比方啊，不是真故事。他就告诉他们。
So this is only an example, not a true story.
他说你要能够真正做出纯金来，有一个条件。
If you want to really refine the gold, there has to be a condition.
就是在你整个过程里面，你绝对不可以想猴子。
That's throughout your whole process, you cannot think of monkey.
你只要想猴子，你就不成功。
Anytime you think of a monkey, then you will fail.
结果好奇怪啊。
And very strange.
从前那些人做的时候，从来不想猴子的。
And then those people, they never thought about monkeys before.
从那天开始做的时候呢，就一直说我不可以想猴子，不可以想猴子。
From that day on, they kept on telling themselves, "Don't think of monkeys, don't think of monkeys."
那猴子就在他里面跳来跳去。
And then they see monkeys jumping in their mind.
就没有一个人做成功。
So no one ever succeeded.
我们 Oklahoma 是全美国第三大钓鱼州。
And then Oklahoma is the third fishing state in America.
我告诉你，那个湖边不插 "no fishing" 的牌子还好。不可以钓鱼的牌子。
It's probably better if they don't have the no fishing sign by the lake.
插一插的话，你走进丛林里面去找，一定找到人在里面钓鱼。
But if they just put the no fishing sign there, for sure you will find people fishing there.
因为非因律法说不可以起贪心，我就不知道什么叫贪心。
The law did not forbid us not to be greedy. We don't know what greed is.
好啊，所以这次讲到这四个律啊。
So these are the four spiritual laws.
第五个律叫做赐生命圣灵的律。
And then the fifth law is the law of the spirit of life.
我们说过你要胜过律，你凭着自己胜不过的。
We say that by our strength we will never overcome.
你必须要借着另外一个比它更大的律。
We have to go through another bigger law.
地心吸力是一个事实。
The gravity is a fact.
你用手举，你胜不过它的。
If you lift, you cannot overcome it by your hand.
但是你发现飞鸟可以飞起来。
But yet you find the birds can fly.
因为它怎样运用那个空气的浮力把它带起来。
Because they use the law of buoyancy to fly.
你那么大的747坐三四百个人，那么多的行李，呼一下可以飘起来。
Even the airplane like 747, they can take off.
它只要几个板子动一动，配合的那个空气的浮力，它可以把这么重的可以举起来。
As long as they follow the law of aerodynamics, they can take off.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们得胜的路，不是凭着我们肉体的挣扎和努力。
So the way that God provided the resolution is not by our sheer struggle.
不仅仅这个 bottle 里面的 contents， 它的内容是神不要的。
Not only that the content of the bottle is not desired by God.
所有从它里面出来的神都不要。
Anything out of the bottle is not desired by God.
所有从这里面出来的就是旧造生命肉体的表现。
Anything out of the bottle is the behavior of our old self.
我们的办法，我们的看法，我们的感觉，我们的意见，我们的立志行善，都是从这里面出来，通通不会 work.
Our judgment, our thoughts, and our resolutions,They are all out of the old self and they will not work.
我已经连续黄流了两次，都没有讲得胜的途径。
For twice, I haven't talked about the way to overcome.
已经有人追到我后面了，我说我欠债一定还了。
Some people are after me and I promise I will pay the debt.
弟兄姊妹，什么样子来得胜呢？现在的问题。
So now the question is, how do we overcome?
所以我想我前面已经花了这么多的功夫，一直打一个观念叫做同定。
I have spent so much time to convey this concept of being crucified with Christ.
我们在基督里面已经跟基督同定十字架。
We have been crucified with Christ in Him.
如果您没有听的话，请补听前两卷。
I hope if you missed it, please borrow the tape.
今天在基督里面。
Today in Christ.
让我们可以在生命圣灵的律里面过得胜的生活。
We can live according to the law of the spirit of life and live a victorious life.
所以第一件事情我们要看见同定的启示。
So the first thing is to see the revelation of
the crucified. 加拉太书五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires.
所以罗马书六章告诉我们，我们不仅仅向罪或者向肉体要看自己是死的。
So Romans 6 says, not only that we reckon ourselves as dead to sin and flesh.
英文是用 die to sin, 向罪死。
That we die to sin.
向着肉体死。
We die to sin.
然后呢，算自己是死的。
And then reckon ourselves as dead.
就是换句话说，简单的说，就是我们用简单的心接受这个已经完成的事实。
In other words, accept this truth with a simple faith.
不要再去怕日本兵了，他们已经投降。
Do not be afraid of those Japanese soldiers. They have surrendered.
这已经是一个事实。
And that is a fact already.
虽然我主观经历看见他还会害怕。
Maybe I still feel afraid when I see them.
但是我常常要用客观的事实来提醒我，今天我们已经战胜了，我不需要怕他。
But I have to remind myself constantly with this simple fact that we have won the war.
第二件事情, 不要给魔鬼留地步,
and that we will not leave any ground for the devil.
不仅仅是在消极方面,
not only passively. Romans chapter 13 verse 14
tells us,
do not gratify the flesh and its desires.
这是讲到低级方面的,
and that is passive.
就是那些犯罪的事情,
do not gratify your flesh and the desires.
这一期的leadership的杂志里面,
in this current issue of leadership, especially talk about the harm that's caused to Christians by the pornographies on the internet. It even damages many servants of God. So it has this simple suggestion in the article. And that is a good example not to gratify the flesh.
第一个,你上网络的时候,决定不要关起你的房门,
first, when you get on the internet, do not lock your door.
第二件事情,让你的monitor是向着门, 不是背对着门。
Second, leave your monitor facing the door.
任何人进来可以马上看见你在看什么。
So anyone who passed by your room can see what you're seeing.
因为大家都很有技术, 一个key一按就可以换一个screen。
Because people are very skillful, they can just press a key and change the screen.
所以让你的萤幕对着门。
So face your monitor to your doorway.
第三件事情,
the third thing to do,
不要一个人在家, 或者晚上家人睡觉的时候去上网路。
Do not get on the internet when you are alone at home or when everyone else is sleeping.
不要给肉体安排。
Do not gratify your flesh.
虽然你去, 你不是为了放纵肉体去的。
Even though you might not get on the net for your flesh.
那当你为了你真正的工作要上班, 那是特别的事情。
Then sometimes, well, if it's for work, that's another story.
如果你自己曾经犯了这个毛病, 就不要再给自己留地步。
If you ever had this weakness, do not leave any more ground for yourself.
Cancer 留下 10%, 不要说 10%, 1%, 它就会 come back, 它一定会再长起来。
If you leave just 1% of the cancer cell, it might grow back.
所以这是第一级方面, 比较消极方面, 不给魔鬼留地步。
So passively do not leave any ground for the devil.
那积极方面呢?
What about more actively, more
proactively? 就像我刚才讲的, 连我们心中想要做好的这件事情,
even the resolution, the wills that we want to do good,
我们都要适当的来处理它。
Let's manage them properly. Because our old self is such a foolish life.
进也错,动也错。
Anything we do is wrong.
就跟你一个很笨的仆人在你的家里面。
It's like if you have a very foolish servant.
有天你读书读到一半,你口渴,你说请他给你倒杯茶来。
So one day when you're tired of reading, you ask him to bring you a cup of tea.
你不叫他还好。
It's probably better not to
command him.
Then you command him and he stood up and then he will break things.
他去扶椅子的时候又把墙上的壁画给摔下来,
and then he probably, and then by trying to make up the mistakes, he will make more mistakes.
然后把你桌上的古董也打破了,
and he probably break the vases on your desk.
他去院子拿扫把回来要扫的时候扫把一把又打到你,
and then maybe he go and take the broom and then the broom will hit you.
等到了一杯热水来的时候,一个狼藏热水洒到你身上去。
And then when he brings this cup of tea, he might spill the hot tea on you.
就是不动还好。
So it's probably better for him not to do anything.
一动什么毛病都出来。
When he start working and then problems come.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个高级的对付肉体啊。
So more proactively, this is how we deal with our flesh.
认识在我肉体中没有良善。
To know that there's no goodness in me.
当我在教会里面要出主意的时候,
when I want to give suggestions at church.
当我在这里要做重大决定的时候,
when I want to make a major decision.
甚至我在主面前立志行善的时候,
even when I resolve to do good before God.
我们都需要非常的小心。
Let's be very cautious.
因为从我里面出来的,
because anything out of me,
这个旧造的生命,
out of this old self,
常常出问题,
often make mistakes and cause problems.
所以我们不再欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着。
Because we no longer owe an obligation to flesh and live according to flesh.
因为我的肉体,
because my flesh,
还有肉体的邪情私欲,
and all its lusts and passions,
已经跟基督同钉十字架,
have been crucified with Christ on the cross.
他不能够再做我的主人,
it can never be my master anymore.
他不能够再来辖制我,
can never bind me anymore.
我也不准许他来辖制我,
and I will not let it rule over me anymore.
不管是坏的,
whether it's bad,
不管是好的,
or good.
我就要拒绝他的活动。
I reject any movement from it.
也就是宋尚杰博士讲到的时候带着三个法宝。
Dr. John Song, when he preached gospel, he often brought three things.
那第一个法宝就是一个小小的棺材。
And the first thing he brought is a little coffin.
那个小棺材的盖子是可以打开可以关起来。
And then the cover can be opened.
就是宋尚杰又活了。
And then he says, oh, John Saul is alive again.
他马上就把他一下关起来。
And then he would close it.
他就宣告与主同死了。
And he proclaimed that he's been crucified with Christ.
为什么我们常常想活起来?
We often want to revive again.
所以不仅仅在罪恶的事情上不给魔鬼留地步。
So not only that, do not leave any ground to the devil on anything sinful.
我们要对付一切从我们旧造生命源头出来的东西。
We want to deal with anything that's originated from our old self.
不给仇敌留地步。
Do not leave any ground to the devil.
啊，这是讲到第二件事情。
That's our second way.
时间到了。
Our time is up.
第三个，随从肉体，不是随从圣灵而行。我这句话是随从肉体讲的。
The third way is to live, to walk according to the Spirit.
因为这个太大了，我将来我第四讲的时候再好好讲。
I will leave it for my fourth.
我今天还是会讲一点。
I will talk a little bit.
那第四讲的时候多讲一点。
And I will talk more in my fourth.
那等到我们将来讲圣灵全备的祝福的时候，我们再花八次到十二次来讲它。
And then I'll spend about 8 to 10 sermons talk about the complete blessings of.
但是在这边有一个非常关键的点让弟兄姊妹知道。
But there's a very crucial point that we have to know.
生命圣灵的律它可以释放我们。
The law of spirit of life can free us.
它绝对可以释放我们。
Absolutely.
因为它大过了肢体中犯罪的律。
Because it's greater than the law of sin in our body.
第二件事情。
Second.
这一个生命圣灵的律怎么样子在我们身上产生功效呢
How does this spirit, the law of spirit of life work in us?
请特别把圣经上所有随从这两个字画起来
Please mark all the words like according to
随从圣灵的人
Any
或是像第四节他特别讲到八章四节他说律法的义就是律法的要求可以成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上
For example, Romans chapter 8 verse 4 says In order that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled on us who do not live according to the flesh but according to the spirit
什么叫做随从呢
What does it mean by according to?
谁是主动者
So who is the active party?
圣灵对不对
The Holy Spirit
我们是随从他
We just follow.
就跟爸爸妈妈带着一个小孩子过马路的时候
Just like when parents lead a child to cross the street.
或者带他去街上 shopping 的时候
Or when they take a child to go shopping.
小孩子不需要自己去决定往哪里去或者怎么样子跨过那个艰难的马路
Children do not have to decide where to go or they don't have to figure out how to cross the street.
当父亲或母亲的大手伸下来的时候他只要轻轻地牵着他随从他
when their parents extend their hands he only had to hold on to their hands and follow them
所以圣灵是主动者我们是 follower
so the Holy Spirit is the one that initiates we just have to follow
他发起我们跟随
he initiates we just follow
他要求我们顺服
he demands and we obey
他运行我们接受
he works and we accept
他在我们里面立志我们来配合
He resolves and will and then we just follow
弟兄姊妹这是圣灵在我们身上叫我们过得胜生活的秘诀
And that is the secret to victorious life by the Holy Spirit
有一个很关键的一节圣经我们必须要读在罗马书第四以弗所书第三章
So let's turn to a very crucial verse Ephesians chapter 3
三章二十节
Verse 20
神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine
according
to the power at work in us.
用现在进行式告诉我们有一个大的力量在我们的里面。
So this is a present progressive tense because there is a power in us now.
它正在我们里面运行。
It's at work within us now.
它能够充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
弟兄姊妹，那个能力不仅仅在我们里面。
So the power is not only within us.
我们的责任。
Our responsibility.
一方面是我们不要让第二个律来发动。
Is not to activate the second law.
因为第二个律一发动，我们的结果知道，第三个一定发动，然后第四个失败的结果也一定得到。
So because we know that whenever we activate the second law, there follows the third and the fourth, we will reap the consequence.
然后我们就会落在立志行善由得我心出来由不得我的叹息。
And then we will again have this cry and sigh of hopelessness.
所以一面说我们要放下自己的挣扎和努力。
So we need to let go of our struggles.
另外一面
On the other hand,
我们带着一个很简单的心
With a simple heart,
随从灵而行。
Obey and walk according to the Spirit.
他在我们里面是真的。
He is in us.
他不仅仅是一点点。
Not only just a little bit.
圣经上常常讲到用他，例如说他向我们显的能力是何等的浩大。
The Bible says this immeasurable power.
他能够充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He can do more than we can ever ask or imagine.
随从圣灵的人。
Anyone who walks according to the Spirit.
他就会得到生命和平安。
We'll receive peace and life.
然后我们体贴肉体，就随从肉体，我们的结果就是死。
But if we set our mind on the flesh, we will be dead.
还不光是坏的肉体。
Not only the bad flesh.
甚至是我们所欣赏的肉体。
Even the flesh that we admire.
当我们随从他的时候。
If we follow it.
那个结果就掉到罪和死的律里面。
The result is that we will fall into the law of sin and death.
当我们随从圣灵的时候。
But if we live according to the Spirit.
它是生命和平安。
That is life and peace.
最后一节再读完，我们差不多了。我们请读腓立比书。
Last verse, Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十二节十三节
Verses 12 and 13
这样看来我亲爱的弟兄你们既是常顺服的不但我在你们那里就是我如今不在你们那里更是顺服的就当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行要成就他的美意弟兄姊妹特别注意最后一句话
Please pay attention to verse 13
你们立志行事
When you will and to act
都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意
It is the work of God who works in us to, for his purpose
弟兄姊妹有一个翻译是叫做神的在我们里面照着他的旨意来替我们立志行事
There's another translation that God willsin us according to his will.
你们有没有听说跟罗马书七章第二个律最大的不同在哪里?
So, can you tell the difference between this one and the second law?
七章的第二个律是我里面想要为善。
The second law says, we want to do good.
它的源头还是我这个人。
So the origin is still us.
腓立比书第二章讲到的那个立志行事是神照着他的旨意。在我们里面替我们立志行事
the will mentioned in Philippians chapter 2 is God is making the will in us according to his will
这是 key point
and that is the key point
你在年尾听到读经的重要的时候
so whenever you hear about the importance of reading the Bible
活在罗马七章的人马上就在主的面前说我要一天读五章然后我每天都要读
anyone who lives in Romans chapter 7 will have this resolutionFrom now on, I'll read 5 chapters a day and I'll read it every day.
然后就开始每天就读五章。
And then he will start.
有的人走得久一点，有的人中间断掉了。
And for some people it might last a little bit longer.
认识罗马八章的七八章的人。
But anyone who knows, who understands Romans 7 and 8.
当他听见读经的重要的时候。
When he hears about the importance of reading the Bible.
他不是马上立志。
He will not will it immediately.
他带着一个非常谦卑渴慕的灵到主的面前。
But with a humble and thirsty heart, he will come before God.
他告诉主说：“主啊，我知道我立的志没有用。”
He will tell God, "I know that it's useless for me to will."
既然你今天借着信息告诉我你的话语这么重要。
Since that through today's message, you're telling me your words are very important.
主，我渴慕更多读你的话语。
Lord, I thirst to read more of your words.
我求你在我里面。
Please help.
常常把这个读经的渴慕放在我的深处
and instill this thirst in my heart
激励我
and encourages me
你来替我决定
and that you will live for me
照着我的时间照着我的年日我该如何在你的面前
according to my time schedule and my maturity tell me how
常常当第二天起来第三天起来
so maybe the second or third day you wake up
圣灵是真的
The Holy Spirit is real.
祂的运行是真的。
And His work is real too.
祂会在我们里面真实地感动我们再去读经。
He will compel us and move us to read the Bible.
因为读祂的话就如同听祂对我们说话。
Whenever we read His words, it's like we're listening to Him.
一切圣灵的工作都把我们带到神的面前。
Because all the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us before God.
不是只是带我们外面有一些基督徒的行为和表现。
Now, it's not just to help us to do some Christian work.
而是在圣灵的实际里面让我们跟神有一个对的关系
But in the reality of the Spirit We'll have this right relationship with God
而让我们能够活出该有的情形
So that we will live a right life
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
是生命圣灵的律就让我们可以达到神圣洁良公义良善的要求
This law of the Spirit of life can help us to fulfill God's lawwhich is holy, righteous, and good.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us who do not live according to the flesh, but live according to the spirit.
如果你有那个 highlight 笔的话我建议你把这十个字把它画起来。
If you have highlighter, I will recommend you to highlight these words.
我们一起来念好不好
Let's read them together.
不随从肉体只随从圣灵。有姊妹就说我们得胜的秘诀。
And do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. That's our way and the secret to victory.
你觉得你目前的难处没路可走吗
？Do you feel you have no way out of your trouble？
你觉得目前的软弱胜不过去吗
？You feel you cannot overcome your weakness？
你觉得基督徒的已经越来越走得乏味了吗
？Are you feel weary, tired and weary of this Christian walk？
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们永远有路。
We always have a way.
像一个老姊妹讲的。
Like an old sister once said.
没路。
There's no way.
永远有路。
We always have a way.
死路一条。
And that is the way to death.
当我们真跟主同死的时候。
Whenever we die with Christ.
我们真知道已经跟主同死。
If we really know we die with Christ.
我们也接受也算自己是死的。
And we accept it and we reckon and count ourselves as dead.
然后我们开始专心注意跟随圣灵。
And then we focus on following the Spirit.
所以罗马书八章告诉我们随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
So Romans chapter 8 tells us anyone who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on the things.
这个体贴就叫做你整个的思想注意力都在他的身上。
Have their mind set on the things desired by the Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
要过得胜的生活
in order to live a victorious life,
让我们从外面一切的挣扎、努力和注意上转到我们里面正在运行的圣灵。
Let's turn our attention from all our struggles,to the working of the Holy Spirit in us.
第一个人要能够随从圣灵，他的注意力必须在圣灵身上。
If we want to follow the Holy Spirit, we have to set our mind on the Spirit.
我们不凭自己征战。
So we do not war by our strength.
他的大能大力要成就一切。
Because His great power will accomplish everything.
好，我们的信息就停在这。我们最后再唱一节诗歌就好了。
Let's sing the hymn again.
我希望当我们一系列十字架信息讲完的时候，
I hope by the time we complete this series of messages of the cross,
大家听见十字架不是害怕，也不是愁眉苦脸。
Whenever we hear of this cross, we will not be worried.
我们要知道十字架真是我们最大的拯救和依靠。
We have to know that cross is our greatest salvation and our rest.
所以好不好？我们唱的时候，我们就真的很喜乐、很轻快的来唱。
So let's sing this with a joyful heart.
预备。来。
that is, and they like to look at their own muscles.
我家的儿子也常常在镜子面前比来比去的。
My son at home like to look at the mirror to check out their own muscles.
不光他们，我在教会看到好几个小男孩子也都在那里比比比。
And not only them, I believe every boy like that.
这是所有的男孩子都有的一个感觉。
Yes, everyone gone through that stage.
那他说想好我要见肌肉，他就去看书去的话，如果。
And some wants to build up the muscle, they will flip through a book.
啊、要增加这边的肌肉应该做什么运动
and they study oh if I want to increase this muscle mass I want to do certain exercise、
啊、要增加背部的肌肉应该做什么样子的运动
or strengthen the back muscle I want to use that exercise
你读了这么多的书
and if you have read through all the books
但是从来不去做的话你的肌肉不会增加一点点
but if you never lift up a weightthen you will not improve anything of your muscle.
但是如果你天天去练呢又没有一些姿势 来保护你来平衡你的话
But if you just go out to lift weight without the knowledge or understanding of
你很容易就受伤或是不平衡的发展对不对
Then it's easy for you to injure yourself or to grow some abnormal condition.
那天天只练右手
If you only train your right hand,
夏天一到这边胖得像个猪腿这边像个鸡脖子一样
and summer comes and everybody sees that you have a thickness of a pig's leg and a thickness of a chicken thigh here
就不美了对不对
then it's not beautiful, isn't it?
所以神在我们身上的拯救又有客观真理的启示又有主观圣灵里的经历
So it's the way of the Lord saving us that we must emphasize and the balance of the objective truth and the subjective experience
所以我们很快的看一下这个表格我讲完这个就结束
And so let us look at the chart and after this I will end
罗马书第六章重在真理的启示
Romans chapter 6 emphasized the revelation of the truth
我们放在程序单最后一页罗马书第八章重在我们圣灵里的经历
And Romans chapter 8 emphasized the subjective experience in the Holy Spirit
所以六章重在那个客观的死就叫地位上的死
And so chapter 6 talks about the objective death our positional death
那罗马书第八章要把我们带进主观的经历里面怎么样子来经历死
And Romans chapter 8 talks about subjective death our experience
所以六章在那里告诉我们跟主同死是一个事实已经发生了
And Romans 6 talks about that to be crucified with Christ is a fact, it's already happened
而第八章是要把我们带进到这个同死的经历里面去
And chapter 8 is to lead us into the experience of union with his death
就像我上礼拜结束的时候讲到日本人投降是一个已经发生的事实
And just like what I talked about last week that the Japanese surrender and it was a fact
但是那个姊妹在她年轻的时候她还是害怕日本人
but then the young lady also is still afraid of the Japanese even after they surrendered
她一听到日本军人走过去她就要躲起来
and whenever she heard the Japanese came by and she wanted to hide herself
她不断提醒自己我们已经战胜了她又勇敢地出来
And she must remind herself before she became courageous that the Japanese already surrendered
她在经历上面比事实慢了一点
And her experience is comes a little after the understanding
啊，就像你今天如果你碰到生日你一个亲爱的家人从纽约或是从中国大陆台湾寄了一台电脑给你你很喜欢的电脑
And if you have a birthday gift from overseas, someone gives you a computer.
那你完全不知道他寄出来了。
And you don't know it is already sent out.
那个礼物给你已经是一个事实，因为它已经其实已经 on the way.
And the gift sent to you is a fact because it's on the way.
但是你不知道。
But then you don't know.
等到那天你收到它的时候。
But on the day when you receive it.
你开始经历它，开始享受它。
And you begin to experience it and enjoy the computer.
所以第六章讲到基督所完成的死。
And so chapter 6 talked about the accomplished death of Christ.
我说过我们自己没被挂在那里。
And I said that we ourselves have never been crucified.
是基督为我们挂在那里。
It is Christ that was crucified.
在他的死里面我们可以来经历。
But in his death we can experience the crucifixion.
六章讲基督所完成的死, 而到了罗马书第八章讲到圣灵要来执行这个死在我们身上。
So chapter 6 talked about the accomplished death of Christ, but 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以八章是说到圣灵所执行的死。
And chapter 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信你们回到家可能都会想到一个问题。
So I believe when you get home, you think of this problem.
虽然上礼拜你们大家都听得同定。
And though you have heard about the cross of union last week,
我们都知道我们该死。
And we all know that we should die.
我们也知道我们已经跟主同死了。
And we all know that we already died with Christ.
但是事实上我们怎么样子能够真正死呢?
But how can we truly be dead with Christ?
你们有没有这个问题?
And do you have that question?
没有这个问题，我就想我上礼拜又讲失败了。
And then if you don't have that question, then perhaps I failed again last week.
因为我不过是给你们大家一个知识，觉得我们该死，已经死了。
And I only have passed on some knowledge because you feel that, oh, I should die, and perhaps I die.
却没有让我们变得真的想死，然后真的去死。
But then you do not have the desire to truly want to be dead in Christ. And
当你真要去活的时候，你都不知道怎么去用这个东西。
And if you want to live out the fact that you have died with Christ, you don't know how.
这是保罗写罗马书第八章。
And that is why Paul wrote Romans chapter 8.
不仅仅在第六章我们知道基督为我们死了。
Not only we know the fact that Christ died for us in Romans 6.
第八章圣灵要把这个死坐在我们的身上。
But we also know that chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit wants to do this death in us.
所以罗马书8章13节非常宝贝啊。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is very precious.
你们如果顺从肉体必要死。 但是若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
It says that for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以你不用担心该怎么去活。
So do not worry about how to live out that fact.
那是圣灵来做的事情。
Because that is the doings of the Holy Spirit.
他知道怎么样子。 把这个死执行在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit knows how to work this death in us.
他知道让我们怎么样子能够活着，不再是我乃是基督。
And so that we may live through the experience that no longer I but Christ lives in us.
那这一部分我下个礼拜会讲。
And I will speak about this next week.
今天没有时间。
Because time runs out.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹上个礼拜、这礼拜跟下礼拜这三篇信息要一起听。
And I ask everyone to review and often remind yourself about these three messages from last week to today and the next week.
所以圣灵在这里要帮助我们来执行这件事情。
And because the Holy Spirit wants to mortify our flesh.
就好比有一个大富翁，他留下了一大笔的产业。
And just like a wealthy man, he has left behind a great inheritance.
他说我未来的十代子孙只要他愿意读书所有的学费从这笔基金里面拨出来。
It says for 10 generations from now then every child if they want to study they can draw the money from this foundation.
恩典预备了，应许是真实的。
And grace is prepared, the promise is true.
但是这件执行随着时间一直要做下去的。
But then the execution of this will has to pass through time.
所以他的后代子孙只要愿意读书的，就有这个法人或是有律师来执行这件事，把恩典做在他的身上。
So any descendant, if they want to claim that promise, then some lawyer will come to execute the fact on them.
他的子孙只要接受这个恩典就好了。
And the descendants only need to accept this grace.
这个执行者怎么做，那是他的事情。
And how the person will execute it, it is his business.
如果我们不肯读书,
but if we do have no desire to study,
我们就跟这个恩典无分。
then this person is separate themselves from this grace.
我们如果不肯随从圣灵而行，随从他的教导，那这个救恩就跟我们好像。
And likewise, if we are no longer, if we don't want to be according to the Spirit, then this grace is cannot come to us.
好，底下讲快一点啊。六章讲到救人的死，八章讲到肉体的死。
And Romans 6 talks about the flesh of the old man. These, chapter 8 talks about the death of the flesh.
六章既然是讲事实，所以要借着看见和相信，就是。
And Roman talks about talk about death objectively, so therefore we must see it and to believe it.
八章重在经历，所以我们讲借着随从灵，还有在圣灵里的交通。
And chapter 8 talks about experience, so we must emphasize the liberty and the according to the Spirit and the fellowship in the Spirit.
六章讲我们怎么样，我们脱离了旧人的辖制啊，包括罪啊、肉体等等。Romans
6 talk about free from the bondage of sins, including the flesh.
八章讲到我们进到圣灵的释放。And
chapter 8 talks about the liberty of the Spirit.
六章讲到我在基督里。
Chapter 6 talks about I in Christ.
就像我上个礼拜讲的这个书签在我的圣经里面。 他所有的经历跟遭遇都跟这个圣经是一样的。And
just like what I talk about the bookmark that I had in my Bible, and whatever experience it had, it goes with the Bible.
当我的圣经掉了，他也书签也掉了。And
when I lost my Bible, the bookmark was lost as well.
当我找回来的时候，他也回来了。When
I found the Bible, the bookmark came also.
同样，我们在基督里，他死了，我们死了。And
likewise, when We are in Christ. When Christ died, we died.
他活了，我们也活了。
And when He lives, we live.
他升上天，我们也升上天。
And if He ascended, then we ascended.
但在第八章讲到基督在我里面。
And chapter 8 talks about Christ in me.
他成为我的生命。
He has become my life.
让我一举一动可以有新生的样式。
And so that my words and deeds will have the newness of life.
所以罗马书六章讲到主为我死。
And 6 talks about the Lord died for me.
第八章讲到主为我活。
And 8 talks about He lives for me.
六章讲到不再是我, 因为我已经被钉死了。
And 6 talks about no longer I, because I was crucified.
第八章讲到乃是基督, 现在活着的是基督在我。